Now, how do memes become a meme? This morning, we are joined by Fiona Anderillo. She is a researcher and lecturer from the University of Sydney to discuss the evolution of memes and the impact they have had on our online culture. Fiona, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Hi.
Now, what exactly does meme mean? Can you define it for us?
Meme is actually quite difficult to define because it's actually got a very long history. So the memes that we talk about today are actually spoken about as digital memes in academic literature because the term meme was originated by a guy called Richard Dawkins, who was talking about genes and his book The Selfish Gene that was published in the 70s, about 1976, brought about this term meme, and it was talking about cultural aspects and genes and how things so it's biologically based.
Wow.
So it comes from a term in Greek which just means something that is imitated, and the way that we use it today in relation to digital memes is something quite different, but it's still that whole idea of imitation, you know, something that's imitated and shared and a form of collaboration in that. And, it's quite difficult to define memes as we use them in digital culture, but they do involve that kind of collaboration and imitation. They're those aspects that are still there.
I love that this has gone from a very academic like a picture of a cat with a cheeseburger. That is the most wonderful evolution of a word I have ever come across in my life. So we're talking kind of about those things that you see when you're talking about the digital sense online that might be pictures or GIFs or sayings or just kind of those little cultural things that pop up that everyone gets on board with and I guess disappear quite quickly as well, aren't we?
Yeah, they do disappear, but sometimes they come back around in another form or they come back up again. The cat one, the cheeseburger one seems to never go away. Everyone knows what that is. You know, little 10-year-olds still know what that is now, and it's a pretty old one.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
Yeah. There's a really good website online called Know Your Meme. It's all one word, and it has a lot of different memes and keeps up to date with the memes as they go on, you know, new ones arrive. Mm. And it has different histories as well of the memes and how they've kind of come about.
Wow. Yeah. What would you say the significance of memes are in social and media and kind of digital culture? What purpose do they serve?
Well, my research and my thesis was based on visual communication in social media. And so I looked at a sample of memes in that aspect. I believe that they're a form of visual communication. And I think that, you know, the central aspect to most memes is this aspect of humour. Mm. And there's been a lot of studies on humour and how it allows us to kind of say things that aren't normally said out loud, to, you know, kind of move past the type of taboo sometimes. And there's a lot of examples of memes like that that have done that quite well. A lot of people would know Confession Bear meme, which, you know, allowed people to put a lot of confessions up there, and it was actually quite funny and people would relate to different ones that were up there and things like that too. Mm.
So it's kind of turned into this language almost that we can use to discuss topics that might be a little bit too difficult or taboo or almost, I guess, unheard of speaking otherwise.
Yeah, or sometimes they don't. You know, it's easier to say visually than to use words for. So one of the memes that I looked at a lot was Pretty Girl Ugly Face, which uses a selfie that's juxtaposed next to an ugly form of a selfie. And you know, the visual conversation that's in there is just kind of the limitations of public self-representation of selfies.
Wow.
And it came up in a time, you know, it was very, very popular at a time when selfies were really heavily criticised in the media, and particularly selfies performed by young women.
Mm.
And this group mainly is young women that are performing in there. So that's really interesting. It's kind of speaking back to the common consensus or conversation about the negative aspects of selfies at that time, and also the limitations of those ways of, you know, seeing and public self-representation limitations of selfies.
Wow, it's so amazing how you can look at these sorts of things and look at these very popularized things on digital mediums and digital cultures and then be able to find out so much about social and cultural, things that are happening at the time. I think it's really, really fascinating. Now, do you think that memes are more popular with maybe millennials or Generation Z, like the younger people rather than digital immigrants?
I haven't done research in that area. I would think that people who digital natives that have grown up might possibly use them more because it is something that they're naturally kind of growing up using. I don't know. There's a lot of academics who work in digital media who would still be using these and are quite good at using these and just finding the right one when we're having conversation. It just pops up there in an academic conversation or something, and it's quite, it relieves everything.
Absolutely.
And everyone relates to it.
I'm so glad that there's an academic conversation surrounding memes as well. That makes me so happy and that it's being used in this really very serious way, because it can say so much. Fiona, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Great. Thank you.